So whenever in this city wants to ask you whether this period of grass should be considered a decoration or not. This is the question.
Decoration?
Yes.
What? Because there is nothing special. What is decoration? It is decoration means it must flowers. No flowers, no decorations. Some golden things and all, it is very plain. No decorations of it.
说装饰表面上面有什么花，然后要有什么什么金银饰，东西，然后这才要装饰。你这平平淡淡的一个东西，什么是什么那个？不能是这个样子。So he's asking about the rosy color here.
Huh?
So he's asking about the rosy color here. Right?
Rosy color?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's not rosy color. It's no. You can't see the rosy color. No, it's just dark red. No.
Uh-huh.
You see even. In the Ratana, he has this kind of robe, dark red. No problem. We can ask some monks who have golden frame specs. You can ask them whether it is suitable or not. But yours, you can't tell him. Some monks have golden frame. Yours are very simple.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody complains, you tell, don't worry. Now about these ropes, I will tell Vituravansa to finish as soon as possible, no? Mm-hmm. Because the single is month, they're already finished. So, okay, now here we go to Sekhya number 36. Who is reading yesterday? Who finished?
Okay, now we'll explain what supa means.
a new item is Byanjana. Byanjana is any kind of vegetable, curries, any curries.
Any curry?
Curry means now vegetable curry?
So,
therefore now, this clever monks, Chapakya Bhikkhusno, after the Buddha prohibited to take, it's called, to take a certain amount of supaoni, it's called, then these clever monks, now they went in another way. How to cover the super with rice so that nobody can see. they can take more. No? Okay, now, yeah, any questions?
那个疑惑就是说的那个对那个没看明白的一句话那个金沙是不是金沙是不是嗯所以question about这个嗯嗯把它说here this
these are just festivals now. Now this Magata festival. Yeah, festival, in the time of festival, if the owners of the meals, the owners of the meals, they themselves cover the vegetable and they give it, there's no offense. Okay, it's no offense in this. Or if a monk covers it, not because you're going to take more, maybe for some other reason.
Even a sick monk
is not included here. He's not included.
I know it's not
accepted.
Yes, I
Anagata means it's not. It does not come under this exception.
It does not mean in future or something.
No, no, not in the future. It is not come. Agata means it does not been included.
Included.
Because it is not included, it is offense for him only.
Okay. 然后这个情况是什么罪？然后这是第一点。然后那个第二点的话，就是说你那只是这个第第二点情况，这个比库特的资基把那个菜给覆盖住。但是他分的他覆盖住的菜原因并不是因为他想得到更多，然后就是说他不是一些想得到更多菜的东西，去把那个菜覆盖住。然后这个情况也是无罪的。然后那个第三点，第三点其实很简单，他就是把那个四番一错，就是未来性的意思。然后未来性的意思，然后这个地方并不是未来的意思，他说是不可算的那也就是说那个。
这方说你饭店就是说那个生命者不是不犯，就是你即使生命这个意思。哦，跟未来没关系。跟未来没关系。那个长老解释那个第一个就是说施主覆盖了这个菜，对，是无罪的。对。那个禁杀生食这个节日在这句话里起什么作用呢？我就是说它跟这个节日有什么关系？我。
是说必须在那个节日才那样，还是怎么？所以他是问，why this diet is they cover the curries in the festival？Why？Yes。Maybe they wrap it, no? They want to, for example, that is a festival, and maybe they want to have some decorations and so forth. When they offer meals, they might want to have some decorations. They cover it with some other leaves or like that, and they offer it.
So, 他说这个节日是一个礼仪，可能是这样的。他说这个节日是比较说那个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这 后山托钵的时候，他们拖到一半，他们会在那儿放些叶子，然后上面再放其他东西。对，这个叶子一般是不设的，那是未来性，未来性这是错误，他也没人管。
Okay. Now the next, who is reading? Vishudina.
三十七啊。尔时，己孤独园，其实六旬比丘为己起指定之饭而食，诸人即行归纳，何以六旬比丘为己？ 起之饭而食耶？谁不爱善调理？谁不喜美味？诸比丘闻彼诸人之非难，诸比丘中少欲者非难，何以六旬比丘为己起之饭而食耶？乃至诸比丘，汝等实为己起之饭而食耶？是然，世尊，佛世尊喝则？ 于人汝等何以食耶？于人，此非令未信者生信，乃至诸比丘，汝等当无事送此学处。我当不为己起之饭而食，应当学。如是，世尊为诸比丘治理学处。其实诸比丘，患病探病比丘如是言比丘。 有堪忍否？得过否？有以前我等为己起之饭而食，故我等安乐。今因世尊禁止，未甚不敢起，故我等不安乐。以此事白世尊，世尊曰：诸比丘，病比丘听许为己起之饭而食。 诸比丘，汝当如是送此学处。我无病，当不为己起之饭而食，应当学。无病不得为己起之饭而食，勿恭敬故。无病而为己起之饭而食用，而食用者，突厥罗，非孤立者，无念者，无知者，有病者，有亲离。
受请者，为他人有己之财，是故时痴狂者最出之犯行者不犯。在第十一，这里的无罪，增加此诸亲戚或诸已受邀请。
Okay, now here, without invitation or without being sick, that's called. So what? One should not ask lay people, give me rice, give me this super, this curry paste.
他说呢，就是这样，就是说，这比丘在没有病的情况下，然后没有邀请的情况下，他不应该直接对那个居士就是说，给我饭，然后给我这个阿兜羹，这些东西。
This is atonatai. Atonatai means for onset.
But
if one asks for some for another monk, it's no offense.
然后这个地方指的是为自己起那个阿兜羹饭而食，然后如果是为他人起的话，这不犯。
So then now in some places there are monks, no, eating on a table. No. One monk now, what's called, in houses, the houses like that. So one monk maybe he wants to have some more rice, no, but he can't tell the daika, give me more rice. Okay, if he can't tell the daika, that's called. He can tell, tell the daika, look, see if this bhikkhu wants to have some rice. Tell the next bhikkhu. See if he has wants to have some rice. So then that daika now he comes and see one day you want to have some rice. And that bhikkhu tells yes or no. And, so. And then there is a chance that the daika will ask that bhikkhu, hey, will you one day shall I serve you the rice and so do you want? And that is how he gets rice.
But
not good, because some daikas, they see that this bhikkhu is very cunning. Very cunning. So then they lose respect. Therefore now, it depends on situation, no? It depends on situation. So then, because he does not do it with a pure mind to help the other man. Actually he wants it for himself, and he used the other man as a stepping stone to get his own rights.
A camouflage. Huh? A camouflage.
Yeah, something like that.
然后他说，但是这个做法其实不是很好，因为这这如果如果你如果你用这种做法的话，然后那个那个那个那个就是他如果看出来你的意图的话，就你就是很狡猾，然后可能就失去这个额顶的尊敬。所以说你要使用这种做法的话，就是其实你并不是一个亲近心帮助别人，你这些帮助别人是有好处，然后为自己得到更多的名分。So he's asking that if this is not good, then what else to do?
Yeah, I want to tell what to do. Actually, you can tell the other man that look, I got short of rice. It's not enough and so forth. I don't know how I can get rice. That's all. Because it's not enough. Then the other man can think, no. Can think, my friend is short of rice. Then he can tell the daika. He can tell the daika for you, and the daika can bring rice for
you.
So that is more straightforward way. You don't exploit this way, you don't use the other man as a camouflage to get it. That is more straightforward way.
他这种方式更直接一点，就是因为在这种方式的话，就是说你并没有去利用另外一个，然后因为你是这整个过程中，你都是个真实的。So
then, but at the same time also, one should not tell directly to that monk. Tell that daika to bring for me some rice. Because according to this rule, whether you ask directly or indirectly, you fall into look at the fence.
因为那个，然后，但在这种情况，如果你直接跟居士说，然后你不管那个，如果直接跟居士说，我需要米饭，不管是直接说还是间接说， 然后都会翻这个，我建议说意思就是你这个就是说那个我前面看。
You must understand the difference.、
Mm.
If one only tells, I have not enough rice.、So today, and your friend now thinks,、okay, I have to die again.、That is, you don't ask.、You don't ask your friend, to,、you don't direct your friend to ask anybody.、If he asks, okay.、And the second way, which is dukkata according to this rule, you know, to tell your friend,、as called, go and tell the dukkata to happen for me.、So that is atmanatayana, because oneself, therefore it's dukkata.
不好意思啊，那那个那个就是让直接的意思，就是说这个比库直接跟那个跟就是说我需要你看，然后间接的意思呢，就是说他是另一个另外一个比库，然后那个去那个去和那个和就是说那个那个那个让给自己降一看，就是说他跟旁边那个比库说，说我那个说请你跟那个就是说我需要跟你看，然后这个情况下也还是为了自己，然后为了自己祈求那个对，不是令他祈求而已。啊，所以说这是如果你是这个方式跟旁边这个比如说吧，也还犯个错，
那应该怎么说？
他刚才也说了，就是你跟旁边比如说，要说我需要更多的人。
这是刚才你说的，我需要更多的人，意思就是我。
你刚才说的不是我需要更多的人，你刚才说的是那个，让居士给我加更多的人，这是命令。
嗯。
那你刚才说只是需，但你刚才说的、
你跟比库说。
啊。
我叫居士给我加更多，这不对。
对，这不对，因为这命令嘛，你只不过是命令给那个间接命令而已。这是不管是直接命令还是间接命令都是不可以，说白就是直接命令、间接命令去。
你真的说我需要你发？
对。
哦，这个词还是很外交词汇。
这以前很多这个一样，比方说你和敬人说什么，我说我去就我你和敬人说话，你也只能说我需要什么，不能跟敬人上命令，一个道理。
Other questions?
还有产品
如果只有一个人的话怎么办
？So he's asking what if he's eating alone in the dining house? What to do if he's only eating alone in the dining house?
No, in the dining house, now it is usually the dining invite monks not to come to the house. So in that case now it's called they are ready to serve. So because the invitation, if you are under invitation, no problem. But I mean, if there is something, for example, in a not Daika's house, but in a very big hall, which is called now among the space arms houses, for example, or Pindapata hall like that. So then. There is nobody there to invite. Actually, this is something which is. So then, in that case, now if you go house Pindapada, for example, house Pindapada. So in the village Pindapada. So then, you don't get enough rice. There is another monk. You can tell now, I do not get enough rice and so forth. And it's difficult I will get hungry today. So if that monk goes and asks and so forth for lay people, it's okay.But now invitation in houses or what it is especially private invitation. Private invitation in the house is no problem because you can ask because these people don't want to offer. They tell Bande come for dana, for offerings, and then you get the invitation. You can ask whatever you like, whatever they want to offer, whatever's on the table. Okay, you can tell give me more rice and so what you can tell serve more rice and so what. No problem. They are not going to get upset.
So that means the if invitation is the Daika's house, it's like however many bhikkhus, one bhikkhu or two bhikkhus, three bhikkhus, you can directly ask the Daika. Or only one bhikkhu you can ask like that.
It depends on the invitation. I don't know, like you say. I'm telling you just an example.
Okay.
Examples of what, which, but this mostly applies without invitation.
Without invitation.
Okay. So what in, that's called, and then especially in the village area, we're going for Pindapata. So one gets short of rice and one can't go to the lay people and ask, give me rice, give me this and so on, vegetables, all that, whatever. So, but if it is a private invitation, so what? The people invite you inside the house, but they come, will offer you rice, will offer meal. So then, you can ask. No problem. A private video.
他说如果专门针对你们请求，就是专门针对你，或者这个人的，然后这正正正邀请的话，你可以有可以是这个，就是说，然后不能跟这些就是说情况，就是没有说邀请的话，比如说，你们这些这一派人一块就行了，从村里边透过，一块村里边透过，或者说那个，或者说你们村那个，在这个就是你们一块去一个，就是他是一个大食堂。 那个一个大食堂，就是说，但是他这个大食堂并没有固定邀请，就是你们，然后那个是谁进来谁都可以，哪个笔库进来都可以领饭这种情况，然后这种情况都属于没有授权，然后这种在这种没有授权的情况下，比方说在村里边偷过水，你可以告诉你，你走，你前面那个笔库，你看我需要米饭，然后你前面那个笔库就可以跟就是谁要，这个笔库就可以领饭。嗯，
那我想问一下这个。
So he's asking that if there is two bhikkhus with a dukkha offense occurring sakya rules, but of the different sakya rules, they both already incurred the dukkha offense, but from different sakya rules. So he's asking that in this case, are these two bhikkhus considered as sabhagi?
Sabhagi.
Yes.
Show them. They are not considered sabhaga, but is it because they are different topic? No, the topic is different. No?
But before it is this kind of dukkha is another area of dukkha.
Another area, but it is for different reasons. For different reasons, the reason is different. No? So now, for example, in vikala bhojana, two bhikkhus fall into vikala. Okay, the reason is the same. Okay, because they have exceeded the time. That is called, that offense is sabhagapati. Okay, but if one bhikkhu has fallen sannidhikaraka pachitya, and the other is vikala bhojana pachitya, they are not sabhaga. Okay, because the way spirit sabhaga is vatu sabhaga. It is a, what is called, the topic or the theme. It should be the same. So therefore, if I fall in Sannidhikarya Guru, Pachitya Guru, and you fall in Vikala Bhajana, we are Pachitya offense, but we are not Sabhaga Vatu. The Vatu is different. The same way in the Sakyas, if for example a monk is falling to offense about, let's see, of not eating gradually, okay, falling Dukkha offense. Another monk falls into this offense by asking vinyati. So then, there again, dukkhatas, but vatu is different. Therefore, what we mean sabhaga pati means vatu sabhagata. This is explained in Ganga Vajra. We have explained these things. Did you explain about Sannidhikaraka Vikala Bhojana? Different subject. Okay? Vikala bhojana, different reason. Reason different. Sannidhikara, different reason. Therefore, not sabhaga. They are visabhaga. The same way, sekhyas or dukkhatas. Dukkhatas, I suppose. But topic, subject, vatu, different. Therefore, now, not sabhaga. It is visabhaga.
可以互相问一下，如果是四同的话，打个比方说，一个比库，两个比库都住一个寺，一个寺院，这固定这个固定是，照这个固定是不能转的，所以你住这个固定也是二种，这两个比库可能不能相去账户。
A bit from the, this is in Isagyamani, there's a kuti built from Isagyamani. And two bhikkhus living together, are living together in that kuti. So he's asking that in that case, are these two bhikkhus considered already as a sabhaga apart or not?
Yeah, because they follow the same offense. The reason they follow the offense is the same. Mm.
到那个师祖的面前以后呢，那个师祖他会问我，他会问你需要什么啊？需要饭还是什么？最后我是不能把饭给你。
So he is asking that if he goes to Vedish Pindapat, if he goes to Vedish Pindapat and he arrived at the Daika's house, and then the Daika came out and asked him, "But what do you want?" In that case, he cannot make any answer.
In that case, he can't
answer anything.
No, because they themselves, they do not make any special invitation. When they tell us what you want, they ask question.
Yes.
They ask a question. They don't make a statement. Invitation is a statement, to make a statement. When they, please tell me what you need.
Yes.
That is a statement, it's not a question. Okay? So therefore now, telling what you want, maybe the people get angry. Why you come here?
No. His question is not about imitation. He's asking that, for example, is it the tracker asking, Abhante, what do you want? Then is it necessary, is it allowable for him to answer that, I need some food, or I need some rest, like that?
I don't know, because this question is very vague. Very vague. It depends on the context, okay? Now, if already the Daika tells one day now, you are coming to Pindapata, can I offer you something? What placement? Tell me what you want.
Yes.
If he uses different other words also, which you can understand, okay, this Daika is willing to give. He wants to keep. He wants to offer. Okay? As for, then, of course, one can tell. Okay, what on what? But the way you told me, it is very bad, because what you want.
Okay.
You go out of the Daikan, what do you want? You might mean what you want here. Why you going? Why are you coming here? As for not to be in doubt of what they mean. What they mean, okay? Clarify it. So otherwise, you might misunderstand also. This is invitation, but it is not.
Now, 个邀请的时候，就是说你要一定要弄明白这个邀请是什么意思，然后就是不要对这个邀请的时候有任何的疑惑，因为有的时候你认为那东西是个邀请，然后可能实际上不是邀请，就是不是那个意思。
那我刚才我想问一下，就是那个英语里的 what do you want 是不是有两种翻译成中文，是不是有两种这个翻译？一种是你需要什么，还有一种是你想干什么？
你想干什么 ？What do you want to do？ 对吧？
哦，但是我觉得刚才长老那个表达那个狮子座说那个意思，好像听着呢，就说长老是不是想表达你要干什么？类似。
不是，
因为在中文来讲，就是说你需要什么这句话，在中文来讲是很明确的，是一个，就是并不是一个质疑的一个。
不是，这个如果是那个你这个我觉得中文里边也可以理解，比方说你穿着很怪异的人，比方说你说从来没见过男生女生，然后你突然现在穿着很怪异到你门口。然后还需要什么东西啊？那你肯定上来问他，你要什么呀？然后这个你想要什么，就不一定你代表你要给他，只是你这个人很怀疑，看给什么什么
情况。就说是这样的，就说一下你想要什么？
对，
有可能是一种质疑，但是你需要什么？
对，
好像跟你想要什么这不太一样。哦，
你需要什么语气更柔和一点？对
啊，对，那我刚才是这样，那个之前啊，我就是有个接力老师。然后他举了一个例子，我想问一下读者，就这个例子是不是适当的？就是比如说我们去那个非南的我们去那个非上位部国家托钵的时候，有时候他会给你钱，就直接往你锅里放钱。然后呢，这个时候呢，你就拒绝，跟他说那个就是比丘或者出家人，我们不能接受钱。然后呢，这个时候是不是那你可以接受什么，或者那您需要什么？就然后在如果师傅说这个，然后那个比丘就会说哦，我需要饭或者菜，这食物，或者我们只能接受食物。
So he's asking this question. So he's going for pindapat. He's going for pindapat. And a diet comes and throws some money into his bowl. And tried to put some money into his bowl. He rejected.He told the Dalai Lama that we cannot accept money. Then in that case, the Dalai Lama asked, then what do you want? In that case, is it allowable for him to tell, I need some food, I need some rice, like that?
So it depends on the mood of the Dalai Lama. Sometimes the Dalai Lama, they get angry, that's why they ask, what do you want? If you don't want money, what do you want? They may get angry. It depends on the context, okay? I'm telling you, it is not the question.That's called, it is very short question, that's why it can imply many things.
Okay.
So then, but if the director one day tell me if you need something else, I can bring for you, so he's polite, and so, then okay, you can tell him, because he is clear. What do you want is not clear.
Okay.
That's called.
他说这个要看那个说那个事主人当时那情绪和态度，因为他说你拒绝那个钱之后，他可能就好。那你不要参与了，就是这个问题本身不是很清楚，你还是跟当时具体情况你看看。
That case now, if you see on the mood of the Dalai Lama, also the words he uses, his willingness, because sometimes, like you say, you go in a Muslim families, so they try to give you money, and then they don't understand. And they go, oh, what do you want with money? What do you want then? Why you come here?They think monks, they come only for money. Because some of them actually collect money.
Some monks
collect money. And then what do you want? Why you came here? If you don't want money, what else you want? They get in angry mode. That is better to walk away.
他说别让你们去穆斯林家庭托钵的话，然后呢，他们之间可能看到一天服装上那个托钵师给他拿钱。然后他可能直接给你钱，然后你拒绝钱，然后他可能就发火了。你不要钱，你要啥？你来我家里边做什么？然后这种情况你最好是默走开就可以了。所以说这个问题要看当时的情绪是什么。
Buddhist people they don't know that monks do not use money. Because monks they actually go in the city collect money. You can see in Kandy, Colombo.I've seen at least one man in Kenya collecting money around the food stand.
Okay.
So then, In India also, I think Kosala. You have seen monks in India also to collect money?
Yes. And also okay. They request.
Request more money.
Yeah.
Therefore now, people they don't know that is wrong. So then, therefore now, if the monk refuses money, then whatever you want. I give you money, you want some more, and you get anyway. So in that case, you better to walk away. Don't reply. Go.
他说因为他很多很多比库的事之前，他说他在那个就是他是在康迪克伦伯的，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康迪克伦伯的有，然后他自己欠下了，在康
对，
说白了就是任何
菜
菜的，
对，
炒菜呀、啊、汤那个炖菜都算，
对。
Okay. So, shall we go to the next group?
Yeah.
38. 我当不心存不满而摇视他人之波，应当学会因心存不满而摇视他人之波。或空见过心存不满而摇视他人之波者，若作非故意者，无念者，者无欲或无欲利益而摇视，无不满之思，是故使东方者非是幻境幻影。
嗯，接下来一会儿说。
在第十二，在不满想为不满相，有存在那不满想为心存不满，在此结束，即使生命也没有罪。我将给予他，或我将另给予他，而观看者以及假如非心存不满者无罪。
嗯，对。You also know, if you are sick, it's not an excuse for you to.Try to look into the other ball in order to find faults.
然后他说那个，这这样也不是上下兼一样，而且即使你是病了，也不是不犯，就是说即使你是病了，你也不应该就是心存不满，就观看在那下面的多。
Oh, Jonathan means now we can see for jealousy you can do it by because of jealousy. If a man, for example, he got a piece of meat.You get one. You have one. It's called, you don't give to me. So then you try to find, to look in his bowl for that reason. To see what he has, what more he has, that you don't have. So that is one reason. Because of jealousy you can.
One
looks to the bowl thinking maybe this monk has got little pinnapata. I shall help him to bring to get more. So then, or other monks got chocolate, but maybe this monk did not got chocolate. Let me see. And I'm going to give. The intention is to give. There is no offense.
但如果说如果说你看人不是因为那个心情不满东西，而比方说呢，你看他的桌上是不是馅儿，是我说分点食物给他，或者说你看那其他人都分到巧克力，他是不是没有分到巧克力？如果没有，还是不应该分一下给他。如果以这样的东西那个去抗辩别人桌上无罪。
Okay, any questions?
还有问题？ 前面一条，
对对，前面一条。前面一条那个饭，那个在绿道里边用的是欧达的，
对。
啊，那个欧达的那是不是说那个其他的那几种，比如草粮、三荤之类的，它不算在里面？还是说它那个其他的水分在里面？
So he's telling that in the previous rule, 37, particularly 37. So he's telling that the word used for rice is ordinary. And he's telling that if it's only ordinary, does it mean only rice? It does not include. This
is a kumaso, a satu, this kind of things. Yes, but you see, now there is another rule. Mm-hmm. Now this rule is about supa and odana. So, but there are other rules who, for example, pachitya rules. Pachitya rules. Pachitya rule, you can't ask for curd, you can ask for meat, you can't ask for any other items. Panita bhojanas. Panita bhojanas, there is another rule. Now, these are not panita bhojanas. Okay? Therefore, now, this is dukkata for not panita bhojanas. For panita bhojanas, pachitya. But the other rules also, for other food items, you can't ask from Vidayakas. I think somehow in Mahavagapal, Chula Vagapal. Therefore, now, any food item, it is for panita bhojana is pachitya, but for any other food item is dukkata.
Okay.
If you ask for order.
Okay.
Except if one is sick.
Okay. 除了豆干和米饭之外的其他那个其他食物，然后如果你喜欢，然后这也犯个罪，然后这条件是在那个大品或小品里，是有这个，所以说综合这几条件，就是说那个你在无病的情况下，不管是那个故意为自己求什么食物，都至少犯个罪，可能还犯八戒。
Then another exception is sickness. One exception. Another exception is people invite you, or if they are your relatives. And so forth. These are not offenses.
然后那个现在其他不犯情况，比方说那个亲理还有受亲者，这些都是不犯的。大家想So this question is that he saw other people's ball by accident, by random glance. So he saw other people's ball by accident, by random glance. Just looking here and there, he saw other monks' ball. And then in that case, as soon as he saw there's some delicious food in that monk's ball, he got
jealous.
In that case, will this monk
find
offense or not?
No, it is actually udyanasan means I want to find fault.
Okay.
Fault. Now look, we can talk to the other man. Look, you have more than me. We starting talk to the other man, trying to find fault with him. That he got more pinda butter than you. And you try to blame him also. This is udyanasan means. Try to look down upon him, so to criticize him. This is the intention.
Okay.
It is not because you only get jealous. I told you, sometimes because of jealousy, you try to find faults with another.
Okay.
This is, but the meditation is the motivation is jealousy. But after that, the evil intention is that you want to find fault.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That is where actually you fall into Gatapadula, like that, looking the other ball. Not because any special reason, just because you want to criticize him, to put him down, that he got more than me. So,
然后这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他说这个地方，他 就是你这种，你不仅仅是嫉妒他，而且你想去自责备他。你的光想，是不犯的。啊？光想，光想一想不犯的。你想什么内容？就是如果光嫉妒，比如说光嫉妒，就是刚才我问的这个问题。就是仅仅是嫉妒，对，仅仅是嫉妒，就是说那个他一边好是他一边不好是，但我没有，这个这不犯的，对，这不犯，就是你就是。
要犯法的这个技术上，你进一步想要攻击他，就是说他这个他他有一块为什么我没那么你为什么不分给我一块儿？啊，他你凭什么有一块儿？这样。那如果不是因为嫉妒，比如说看旁边人吃饭，他声音大，感觉哎这个他好像没说这条对话，然后我想看看他是不是刺激了自己的耳朵，然后看看他的我，然后那动机可能是有。
So he's asking that he hears some sounds. While the other one is eating, he hears some sounds from that monk, and so he's thinking, okay, so this monk maybe already fall into the Surusutarka offense, something like that. Maybe he already fall into that offense. Maybe this kind of, so you have to find fault with find fault with him. Maybe with this kind of attention, you look at his ball. In that case, where this monk fall into offense or not?
But you hear the sound, no?
Yeah.
Therefore, the sound is which compels you to look what he is doing.
Yes.
But if you look in his ball and say, why he is doing like that?
Yes.
Okay, you are curious.
Yes.
And then, of course, no, you know that by doing like that, he falls on the fence.
Yes.
That his intention is different. Okay?
But it's also by loss.
But he falls on the fence, okay,
yes,
by doing like that. And you are curious to see what that monkey is eating, why he does this sound like that. Therefore, you don't try to see anything wrong with his ball, because you try to find the, why he is doing the surusu, the sound. Okay? There is no offense according to that. Okay?
然后他说，因为他是这个情况下，你肯定，你别说你发出什么声音，那你一开始你肯定出于好奇，就是你看他这个声音是怎么发出来，然后你确定你这个声音是怎么发出来之后呢，就是说你再可以看看他是不是犯了这个戒，所以说你一开始只是为了好奇而做这个检查，就这事不犯。
This is just plain, not because any reason, because that monk does something wrong. It is, he does not do something wrong, but you want to find how much he got, and maybe he got more than you. That is the intention, is because you are greedy, either because of greed, not he does something wrong. Okay, what he got into his bowl, not because he does suru suru karaka or like that. This is plain dukkata on that ground. Because now that monk does not do anything wrong. Okay? So then the only thing is that maybe he got more biscuits than you. Okay? Yeah, you want to look. Maybe how much biscuits he eats. And I got only this. And you want to put him down. Something like that. All this, the intention behind is this. This is the motivation behind.
他说那个，他说这样性，他说这种情况，就是说另外一个比不，他没有犯任何错，而你自己的烦恼，然后想去看他的波，然后那个，就和他比较一下，他犯的时候比我多，他比我多拿很多饼干，这是这个，然后才犯这样性。
那如果 啊，利用了以后，那比如没听到声音，但可能之前跟那个有过争执，啊，然后经常找他查，然后但是不是出于嫉妒，啊，想看看有没有痕迹，然后通过那种方式去找他查，那这种情况。那个就是看看有没有刺激位置啊，看看有没有什么不是充电啊，还是怎么拿？啊，就是以这种动机，啊，那个那这种是不犯。
So he's telling that, so for example, before he had a quarrel, he had a quarrel with another bhikkhu. So because of this, he feels some hatred towards that bhikkhu. So then he's trying to find, okay, maybe while he's eating, he's not keeping up to some sacred rules. Let me check. So how is he eating? Is he doing some sort of karma or something like that? With this kind of
energy,
if you're looking at other people's
bowl. This is different nature. You try to find fault what he has in his bowl, you try to find fault whether he breaks some sacred rules. That is a different intention.
Different.
Okay, now this intention is different.
Different.
He doesn't do anything wrong, but he wants to find something into his bowl. Maybe he has more food than me because of jealousy, or maybe he wants to ridicule him. Ridicule him as for some reason. These are plain dukkata because of that, not because of any other motivations. Okay? So you have to separate these two things. Okay? You have to see your intention, what your intention is. So then, for now, the amount of food he has in his food, how much he eats, and so forth. Like now, he say, some monks they take a lot of food. Okay? So then, I think, wow, why he takes a lot of food? Look and so forth. And they try to criticize on that, something like that. Not because he breaks any sacred rule. Okay, so other plain reasons which have nothing to do with Vinaya, maybe something personal.
Well,
if that bhikkhu got something less than you, for example, he took this kind of poor food, who took more food, better food than him. So something like that. You want to put him down. Other if he has much, you want to put him down. Because look, he took more than us. So then why you took more than us? Like this. So then, why you do more biscuits than us? You won't try and find fault, okay? So then, look into his bowl because, if he get some inferior kind of peanut butter, you want to have a laugh with him. You got a very inferior peanut butter like that. It's a childish intention, what Chabbeke bhikkhus do, okay?
就是多余的食物，有的时候大家不让进，那么有一段时间，就是说，比如说我我看到一个红衣，他一个红衣呢是替另外一个单兵在洗锅，在洗锅的时候呢，他那个锅里头装了很多食物，他把这个锅呢，
全部倒掉，
倒掉以后，这个时候呢，我看了很不满，指责他，指责的话，这个时候因为红衣他洗的是他自己锅，这个时候实际上是没有过错的。那这个时候我要指责他，这个时候
犯什么罪？就是假设这个人不是同意，然后那个人是个比库，然后你们两个人都是比库，然后这个例子也是一样的。So he's telling that So he's looking at other people's bowl because the other bhikkhu is throwing all his leftover food away, and that is a lot of food. So he's
the other bhikkhu is what? He's
so the other bhikkhu is throwing his own leftover food away, and there's a lot of leftover food. So then look at that bhikkhu's bowl and see, look, he throws so many food food away. Why is he doing like that? Why is he doing like that? He tries to find fault with that monk. In that case, will he find fault with that monk?
That is, while the other monk is eating and so forth, that is, applies mostly when that monk is eating. After he finishes, and you want to see how much he wants to throw away, that is a different thing. Okay. So while he is eating, I think it applies to that situation.
Okay.
It does not say here, but now you see, after he finishes, of course, you can see how much food he throws.
No.
So then, and then in that case, now you can make remark to him, no problem.
Okay.
But while he is eating, I think is a problem.
Okay. 他说这样这样只是主要是另外在这样吃饭的情况。然后他那个他吃完之后，然后你发现他那个他在浪费食物，你可以给个人说这不饭。
饭前就是早饭前
吃饭后。
对
啊，饭后没事，饭前。
他吃过的是属于饭后。
So how about after the dinner part? But before the meal, he's asking. After the dinner part, before the meal.
It depends on your intention, so but it is something, Ujjanasanya, it is very vague here. That's called, it does not give much information what actually the Chabbaki Bhikkhus did, how he did it, they did it, and it's not very vague. But I mean now, the intention is not to look down upon, that's called, it is. So then try to find faults with others, or so forth like that. You just have a look, no problem, but don't try to talk to them, to insult them and so forth for something. After they finish the meeting, of course, they can, you can tell them.
No.
They can,
他说这个许愿引动机，就是说你问只是看一眼，就是没证明什么问题。但是如果说你是那个你看这眼动机，就是说那个想跟他说点话，然后用这话来鄙视他，然后把他贬低他。然后这个就有问题，但是那个他那个，但是如果他吃完饭之后，你跟他说这个，就不犯这条戒。
就是那个什么吃完饭之后再说，但是吃饭前要可以偷看。
你看什么动机？就是还看什么动机？
吃饭前我经常看看，他盛了多少饭，我是不是浪费食物？因为他盛很明显的满满一桌，肯定是吃不完的。就是要一个东西看一看。
对，因为那你这东西当时还没打算责备他，对不对？
啊？
那你这个东西当时还没打算。
如果他藏了一满满一锅饭，然后肯定是。
对，那
我肯定是想着要责备他一下，但是可能是放
不走。对，那就不确定了。他就是六千米库，就是存心要找他，不管你有没有什么锅，我怎么责备
你？六千米库是你多了，我说你贪；少了，我说你没福报。
对对对对对。大家想想，然后就开始。
Okay, now next rule it is in the Ratnam.
那像他刚才说那种情况是犯吗？
他说犯，不犯。
但是他已经满足了三个要素了，他已经想要责备的心，然后
他不是确定想要责备，就是说你这个情况只有到人家那个什么，就是人家那个你人家他确实浪费食物，他说责备浪费，而且这事儿对你不能说想要责备，就是你这个事就是说他浪费食物，你是应该给他那个什么，是应该给他说的。
不是，他的意思是说，好像说他是想饭后责备，但是他当时已经想
不是，他不是那个意思。你问你看
这个，是那个当时是就是说你看的时候他没吃呢，你是想要责备。只是你看没有责备，你打算饭后再讨论。
比如说这么举个例子，比如说有一个比如前面几天我看他到饭的时候到了很多，然后呢，那我今天我觉得他应该还是那个盛了很多饭， 然后那个我想的应该肯定会准备的，所以我再看一下，他真正的，因为我知道他到不好看的，我看他究竟能吃多少，有可能这样的东西，我看看他到底什么好看。因为如果说他每天都这样，连续七天我都观察到了，那可能我今天真的是要准备的。
那你在看的时候，你想要准备的？你看的时候，他已经成了很多了。
就是看的时候，我可能我是这么想的，比如我周围的这个饭，我在计划里头的，你看你常吃的饭已经达到多少了，然后你每天就倒了半锅的饭，然后你看看你怎么样，类似这样的话，就是已经准备好了。
那就是还是想要准备。
对，就已经想要准备，做好准备。
但你打算吃完饭，你不得准备是吧？
对。
So he's telling that what if there's God, and he has seen this monk wasting food for many days. He has seen this monk wasting food for many days.
Doing what?
Wasting food.
Wasting food,
For many days. He has seen this monk wasting food for many days. And then again, today, this monk finished his benefit, but he hasn't started to eat yet. He hasn't started to eat yet. So then he looked at this monk's book to see, okay.I bet today again he got many food. Then if I saw that he got many food, I will blame him after he finished this meal like that. So with this kind of intention, he looked at the other monk's bowl. In that case, will this monk point to offense or not? So this is the question.
Before he starts eating, you don't tell anything. He's good. After so what he start, he finish his meal, you can talk to him. But this applies mostly and what before the monk started eating or while he is eating. You don't need to talk, as well. Just you can look, but don't try to talk to him. After he finishes the meal and so forth, you can talk if there is something wrong he has done.
Okay, so that means if the intention is not to talk while he's eating, then there's no offense.
Yes, it is. You can. Look into his bowl because you find something very weird that monk does. Okay, so some monks, for example, they have forks and spoons in the bowl to eat later. You look what is this? So because they do some weird thing. Okay, so then but in that bowl, before eating, after eating, you don't talk to him then. Okay.Let him finish his meal. After he, if you like to talk to, he can talk. So I think this applies mostly on the time before or during the meal. Because now you see now these monks they come to receive pindapada, no? So to eat, no. That no is no proper to talk. Okay. After they fill the belly, then they are more relaxed. Then you can talk to him.
特殊的情况就比方说你看那个穷人做比较怪的事情，比方说他浪费食物，或者说那个一手拿勺子，另一手拿叉子，然后在那边吃饭，然后这事你觉得挺奇怪的，然后你就看他，然后想他说一声我得好好说说他，然后这个情况是不犯。大家想一想。
但不会，如果是对这里边这个挑是他人之说，这个他人是包括只是指比库跟上维拉，就是出家众，还是说单身比库，还是说包括在家人，他的多少？
So he's asking that this other people's bowl means other bhikkhus bowl, or other samaniners, or other lay people.
It is.It's about other bhikkhus. He does not say anything like that.
Only bhikkhus, you mean?
Yes, it seems like that.
He
does not say anything.
He doesn't say anything?
Yes. Chabaka bhikkhus, they look at the bowl of others. Patta. Patta means it is a patta, means it must be a bowl. Usually bhikkhus, they use bowl. For lay people, it does not apply. Samanas use bowl, but it does not say. For Samana or Bhikkhu does not make difference. Therefore, we have to understand it's about Bhikkhu. It does not play for Samana. It does not say anything.
Is there any commentary explanation on this?
Nothing. Samana Basadika is just Gilanu Namucha to finish.
Okay.
There is no exception for Gilanu also. This is the only thing. It does not say anything.
然后他说那个这个地方，如果你只看巴利语原文，他只说太上，然后他也没说那个是比库上半人还是居士。但是从波上来讲的话，那如果从波这个词来讲的话，那个只能是比库或者是上半人了。但他认为可能主要是比库，但是那个在注释里边也没有对这个事情做任何解释。
Even if someone else, for example, if you go and he is sitting there, someone else will think why he is looking to me like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then he might make remarks to you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, why you look my ball like that? And there is a fight. You never know. Someone else get angry. So it's better to avoid.
就是即使上半年让你看到的波儿，让你没事，然后就去瞅瞅的波儿，然后那个上半年他可能也会生气，你看波儿干嘛？然后最后你们最后你们两个人可能打起来，然后所以说即使上半年波儿也不要去。
然后关于这个问题，那个就是如果是那个戒师，然后指导他的弟子的时候，就是可能那个就是在那个他的钵里钵相关的一些学术，然后这个戒师去想要指导他，但是也有批评他的，或者是批评他的话，那就是有没有可能戒师？
So he's telling that the preceptor is trying to instruct this pupil.But this preceptor is trying to find fault with these people. In that case, whether this preceptor is going to offense or not.
So, if the intention is to correct him, no? To correct him, so what? It is not a problem, because teachers, they can actually look at the ball of the pupil. Not because of greed, not because of jealousy, because of that, because they want to correct him. Now, for example, if the teacher sees in the bowl of a bhikkhu how this monk does not know how to make a round mouthful, and all his rice falls, and then he sees what that monk is eating, and so forth, maybe which is not suitable for his health. But the intention is to correct him. There is no offense about that. Now, jhana sangha means you try to find faults and to this kind of destructive criticism. Destructive criticism. Try to put him down, or because of jealousy, because you are greedy to see what that monk has. Maybe he has more than me. All these kind of selfish motivations. Selfish motivation. This is why this rule applies. Not for any corrective, to correct somebody.
他是这样讲，如果他要看见这东西，如果见这东西只是纠正他的错误，就是看有什么错误，然后如果有错误给纠正的话，这是不犯的。然后他说这个地方所犯戒的这个东西，就是你用自私的东西，由以自己贪或者嗔，然后去看那个，就看他是不是有的。如果他有什么问题的话，我就那个去骂他两句，这样的。然后这是个地方所规定犯戒的东西，这样。大家想想没有？
班长，不好意思，说我想问一下，只不过自己心理活动就看看啊，不满看看，没有想去指责别人，这种是构成犯还是不
犯？不犯，你必须要明确你的，
一定要去说他才算犯。
你不是你一定要做出那个动作，但是你的动机必须非常明确，我是为了指责他去那啥，就是我为了去找他茬，然后去看那波，然后这个才算犯。
为了找这个犯那个茶，再去看他的波，
对，
心生不满再犯起来，
对。
如果是不是找他的茶，就看很多人的波子，我就心生不满的话，算犯还是不犯？
你只是看你动机是什么？你的动机是什么？
别人拿到东西，我没拿到呀。
那这仅仅是嫉妒，这他刚才已经解，他刚回答他的问题是已经解释了，这仅仅是嫉妒，这还没有到那个。
一定要是针对这个人去看他波才算。
你就是说你心情不满之后，然后你还想责备他，为什么那个你有什么好东西你不分给我一块儿？为那个，然后你想跟他说这个话了，然后想用这话批评他，或者说你看东西比你要差，你看你让你这时候出现这样的东西，你看就你这种人就只会得到这样的事，出现这种东西的时候，才会说犯这样的罪。
那就是说。
就你想攻击他的东西，你别想有攻击这个人的东西，
对，
不管是说犯这个攻击他才可以。那你的问题是什么？
那就跟这句话解释，就是说我将心存不满而看他人直播。
嗯，
这句话就是说，这句话的前提是就是说，
嗯，
我想就已经是对他这个人是不满，
对，
所以在不满的时候在看播，是这样，是这个情况吗？
你不一定他那个他对你因为你选对，但是但对，应该这么说，就是说你看到看到播之前，你因为这是你动机，不满是你动机。
我举个例子，
对，
你突破回来一排的班那个播放在那里，
嗯，
诶，这个班里怎么有这个东西啊？哎呦，我怎么没有？就一路上面心存不满过去了。你这算是犯这条戒还是？
这还是那个问题。
对，他是戒是嫉妒，但是他没有责备就不犯这条戒。
对对对。
只不过是你的自己心里嫉妒而已。
对对对对，他已经犯这个问题了。
如果不是这样的话，只能去看你说。
非故意者，无念者，无知者，有定者，应时。诸古物，不时物，是故时。是狂者，最初是犯行者，不犯者。
那念一步都错。一元一学。
在第十三，不过大，孔雀蛋为过大。鸡蛋，
不小。
鸡蛋为
太小了。嗯。
在那里之间的量，过的不少不近。
在跟
副食等种类，若在一切副食和各种果实不对。
Okay, now it's about how to make
mouthful,
no?
Mm.
The size, the size of the mouthful. So then here the Kanda Vaitarya tells that this peacock egg. Is large. The egg of a hen,
okay.
It is small. Therefore, it should something in between. But I want to explain now that those days, chicken were not overloaded with food like nowadays. the factory chicken, farm chicken, with overloaded with proteins or like that. They are simple. Simple wild chicken. They have small eggs.
Yeah.
It's not like nowadays. So then, therefore, I suppose this size of the hen, the size of the egg of the hen, it might have looked small those days. Therefore, don't get surprised about this explanation.
他说那个这正好关于这个地方尺寸的，他说鸡蛋没太小。大家要理解是这个地方现在是指的是以前以前家养那个鸡蛋，而不是现在这种鸡蛋。现在这种鸡都是那个经过进入这个工业化生产，这个现在鸡蛋就可以说比过去鸡蛋大很多了。所以说所以说大家不要说这个鸡蛋太小，不要拿现在这个鸡蛋。
我以为是大，我在想鸡蛋太小，这个鸡蛋这么大。
他说过去鸡蛋是很小的。
过去鸡蛋现在是鸽子蛋差不多大，
我不知道，具体我不知道，我没有看过去鸡蛋。
Nowadays farm eggs are larger than peacock eggs.
Yes, I was thinking that. 他说现在农场里边出来那个鸡蛋可能比孔雀蛋还要大，比现在真正的孔雀蛋还要大。
哦，孔雀蛋也不是很大。
Chicken we have today, It is from many centers of breeding.
Yes.
Breeding, artificial selection.
Yes.
Artificial selection chicken. It's not like the wild chicken who are in the forest. Wild chicken very small. Very small hens. They can't produce much big eggs.
So this kind of hen egg here, I mean, wild hen.
Yes, wild.
Oh, okay. 然后他说这个地方说现在是野鸡蛋。 然后我们现在吃的鸡，经过几个世纪人工选择的那个鸡，然后所以他们生产的蛋非常大的，然后这个地方鸡蛋是指的那种，野生的鸡。哦，就鸽子蛋这么大。鸽子蛋。This size is that?
Maybe I don't know. I have not seen, but it's not big. Now birds. They have small legs now, birds.
Yes.
Now this can be this small and can be only this. It's not like the big eggs we have today.
他说鸟类蛋一般来说都不是很大，可能就那么大，不是像我们现在。你干的时候觉得太大了，这么大。
So then, anyway, now the size should be measured according to your mouth. Okay, your mouth. If you open your mouth, this is the area. If you have a very large mouth, you can't pass it through. Then pieces will start falling from here. So then you have to see according to your mouth. Okay, how much your mouth can take in. According to that, you have to make the mouthful. Okay, you don't need to look eggs, like search for eggs. So you have to look in your mouth. Okay. So, if you according to the size of your mouth, you have to make out your mouthful. So that if you take it, no pieces starting falling from here, okay, in your bowl. Okay, you have not rice falling in your bowl. You can insert a bowl, you make a bowl of food and you insert it, then it goes completely from inside. No rice falls from here. That is okay.
所以大家去判断这个饭的大小的时候，要跟自己嘴大小来判断，就是说这个饭的大小要是正好，从嘴这地面过去，不要说这个饭摊上它那个饭粒都过不去，饭粒从嘴就这样掉。然后你真正去饭摊大小的时候，你不要记那个，不用记得看着什么孔雀蛋多大，鸡蛋多大，这个这这这是比例啊，就看自己嘴大小就可以了。
So then, now this rule and the next. How to make a mouthful. All right, now myself I thought that if it is possible for us to arrange to come in the Dhanasala, so then I can show you, no? Because if I explain you like that, many monks they can't understand. Because now you have never done this. You used to eat with chopping sticks. Now you have to use your fingers as chopping sticks. Maybe you don't know. Therefore now, if it is possible tomorrow, to come in the Dhanasala together, so what, then I will show you how to make proper mouthfuls.
A breakfast time, you mean?
Breakfast time or lunch time, no problem.
Lunch time? Okay. 然后他说这个张小问的是张小姐，就是这个怎么就是这个第三十九条和第四十条站长，而且是关于怎么做饭团的。然后他说那个这么着空手给大家演示，大家可能不是很明白。所以说大家如果可能的话，像张老师演示大家吃饭的时候，不让早饭时候、午饭时候，都可以。然后那个张小姐亲自给大家演示，大家就试图愿意。
可以，我现在正念饭团，我还念过。
嗯，那看他们，
他们什么意见？因为他们是。
He said he's from the mountain, so he's going to have breakfast and lunch in the mountain for him. And he also maybe saying.
Which days he comes down?
Huh?
Which days he comes down?
那你什么时候在下面吃饭？
我后天可以。
你什么时候在下面吃饭？
咱们如果大家到合适的话，那交给自己就可以了。
啊，那后天的也是可以吗？他说他后天在下面吃饭。
然后，但是后天那个，因为早上没有 duty， 中午没有 duty， 所以那个我那个就是早餐，我做完 duty 再下来的时候，可能大家都吃完了。然后那个中午我是那个十一点钟的时候，我要从这儿出发回山上做 duty。
啊，所以也就是说后天中午十一点之前都可以是吧？
对，十一点之前都可以。
He said， 你们俩就是后天中午10点之前可以吗？
我就后天
要出去。
我明天可以早上那时候就到了。
行。然后你呢？
啊？
你呢？后天中午11点时间可以。
就我可以学习。
So these three monks said that the day after tomorrow, before 11 o'clock, is that okay for you? Next time, before 11 o'clock.
Next time, before 11 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, but he said because the day after tomorrow he's outside. So he wants to consult you tomorrow at breakfast time.
Kosala?
Only Kosala.
Okay. Breakfast?
Yes, breakfast. Because okay. You only come for breakfast.
明天早上几点走？我也早上去吃。
明天早上
你叫我一下。
啊？叫？哦，就你在外边叫我。
Oh. So, means to after tomorrow 11, no?
Yes, after tomorrow.
Then Monday.
Before 11, yes.
Before 11?
Before 11, I mean the latch in the party is about 10 o'clock. Because these two monks are in the mountain, so usually they had a breakfast and lunch in the mountain, and they had duties in the mountains also, after lunch. So because of that, if they come to eat here, they have to finish their lunch before 11, then they only have time to go to the mountain and do their duty. So shall we go to the next room or something?
So then, okay, now... Then you can read the next one.
Yeah, 下面开始，第四十条。
该我。
他让喊你，
都行
，
你们随便。
那我念。第四十。
尔时几孤独园，其实六群比丘坐长梵球，乃至我当坐圆形梵球，应当学，应坐圆形梵球，勿恭敬故。坐长行梵求者，出毗罗非故意者，无念者，无知者，有病者，应食诸果物，复食物，是故食。痴狂者，最初之梵行者，不犯也。在十四圆，圆整变圆，不长。于此在复食各种果实以及在哪位食物也无罪。
Okay, now here, Ganga Vitarantini's Parimandala is not long. Long means long mouthful. Like that. So this long, you should not eat, long means elongated. You should be round, no? Like a bowl. Like a ball, okay. Like tennis ball, small tennis ball.
然后他说这个地方变圆，然后呢，跟一户多的解释，应该就是不长，然后就是说你做的饭团不应该是长形，而你这饭团应该像个圆球一样，它是像个小网球一样。
So then there is no fence for this applies for rice and vegetables. If you take rice.Vegetables together, you have to make round. But if you take, for example, other pieces of food which are vegetables or fruits or cakes or something like that, other things, it's no offense. You don't need to make them round, round, and so to put your mouth. Now, fruits, for example, apple, you can't make it round, no. So you just put in your mouth as it is. You can take the whole apple also and starting biting, no problem.
Okay. 他说那个他说这地方那个做做做做做的饭团然后就只是你把那个米饭和菜混在一起吃就行了就是就是你把米饭菜混在一起吃的时候你可以像他饭团但如果说你单吃蔬菜这是没有问题的然后他说你把你拿只是一整个一个苹果你就直接拿整个苹果吃就行了不需要苹果再做什么一个圆的饭团是然后那个或者说那个虾饼饼个蛋糕这类的辅食也可以直接那样吃。
啊，它是cake。啊，cake，它正好是不是指那个就是美味食里的那个，就是而不是说没有加了。因为它不是说那个美味食不放吗？那是不是正好说的cake单指那种就是加了油和糖的？
不是，其实实际上就是它那其实饼和蛋糕就是只要这饼和蛋糕都是没问题，因为他说这只是米饭和菜混在一起才叫做饭团。
对，我正好想问一下，上一个戒的那个，上一个戒，律藏里说是那个应食诸果物跟副食，这三个其实是都是指那个副食。
应食诸果物，副食，那个，你说那个律藏，只有律藏才会说这个。
对，律藏应食诸果物副食，这三个词实际上都是，就是说包含着那个，嚼食里头的。
不是律藏里边的应食，指的是一或度脱里边的那个副食。
对，然后那个，律藏里边的是指的是那个一或度脱里边主食，然后甚至它这个地方的副食物是什么？我看看。啊，没关系，我实际上不是想问的这个，我是想问的就是说，看这个律藏果物和副食物的话，那就是说，是不是像那个除此之外，那就是五种主食是吗？就是说这个。 过大只饭球，这个饭球是指的只单指米，只是指米饭，还是说，指什么那个面包啊、面团啊、什么鸡腿啊，这种。
啊，我看一下，
没。
这里面那个应食它不是用的卡加佩，卡加佩。
啊。 然后，比如说像那个炒粮，因为我们这儿能够见到那个，炒粮已经搓成团的那个萨摩普萨，萨摩普萨它本来就是搓成一个大团的，我是不是有必要把那个大团捏？
萨摩普萨是什么东西？
就是那个炒面搓的那个圆球这么大个儿，然后他们每周四有一个本地班尼他会给大家做嘛。 就是炒面，然后甜的，然后里边就是放葡萄干儿。啊，对对对，那个是不是算饭？因为那是炒羊做的吗？啊，我不是，我先是这问题有点复杂，我先问这个饭团是不单指米饭，还是说那个下主食也包括在内？啊，对对对，我就是想。
So the question about this CK number 39 and CK number 40. So here the mouthful means only rice or even other kinds of bhojanas. For example, let's say bread noodles. Do you also need to make mouthfuls like that?
Bread?
And noodles?
Yes, I can see. Yeah, the thing is now with rice, it is actually mostly rice. In India, they did not have noodles, okay?
Okay.
It's mostly rice, what it is intended.
Okay.
So then. Because if you take rice, if you don't, rice, no, rice grains, no, they're very easily to fold and scatter.
Okay.
If you don't collect them together here, all them to collect them in a bowl, stick them together with vegetables, it's very easy for them to fold down.
Okay.
So therefore now, this rule has to do mostly with rice. If you take rice, you have to make it round. Either rice alone or mixed with vegetables, I suppose you have to make it round and put it in the mouth. That is. So that is the main intention of the rule. But it says that other things are accepted. Okay. Now sweetmeats, fruits, and other items which, if you, for example, what is this? Let's see. Kajaka. Kajaka is any other sweetmeats.
Sweetmeats, you mean?
Yes, kajaka is sweetmeats. So, and Uttari Bangay is any other things like, for example, deserts. Any deserts. So it's not offense. Now it tastes like it, but about bread and noodles, so it is better to make him round, because now you see, even noodles, if you make them like that, pieces are starting falling down. If they are long noodles, pieces like that, it's better to make him round. Even some people have what they make it with a fork, they make it round, you know, to put in the mouth. They take with a fork, roll like that, and then only they put in the mouth. Otherwise, the noodle is starting falling, and you like look very funny.
No. The thing is that with a fork, you can roll these noodles, but with the hand, I think what you can do is only to cut the noodles. Cut the noodles, make them small. Then you can eat them. But it's not necessary to make them round, because depends.
Sleepy. You can't make it round because it's sleepy.
Yes, it's sleepy.
Sure.
But you can, at least you can make them short. If you cannot make them round, you can make them short. I mean,
make it short. That is, it's not included here. But that's called. Try to at least. My advice is try at least to make it so in such size, so that you don't have noodles falling from your mouth and so forth down.
Okay.
Like a small children, they do like that. It is, you make it in a very decent way. Decent way, so that if you put something in the mouth, you don't smear your mouth everywhere, or noodles fall from your mouth. Right?
还有其他东西，比方说那个面条面条这样这样东西，它是不包括的。但是账上是吃面条的时候，它给大家一个建议，就是吃面条呢，虽然说你不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不
就是捏成一个团的，像饭团那个样子。
啊。
那个我有没有必要把那个大团改成小的圆团再吃，
嗯，
还是随便带一块圆圆的我就吃？
So he's telling that in Sri Lanka here they have a kind of sweet meat called samaposa. It's a bowl. You know this kind of thing?
Yes, he makes every Friday samaposa.
Yes.
Famous man.
Yes. So for this kind of bowl, because this bowl is very big, no? This bowl is very big. So is it necessary for him to break this bowl into small bowls like that?
No, because this is called kajakasa. They're called kajaka, belong to the sweetmeats.
Tartary kind of 甜食.
Oh,
对, 是有, 是有, 有, 有,
有,
有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有, 有,
Before he's known as Pandapalata, he's Pandapalata.
那么呢，就是说，假如说，他那三泡呢是用那种炒面那一袋装的那个粉，然后加水，加那个酥油、糖或
者。对对对。
我就是山上我们有那个就是那个粉，有时候我是会自己和。我自己和，假如说我不加糖的话，我是不是也需要遵守一条界，给它捏成小团啊？还说就是随便什么？
So he's asking that while making this samaposa, if he does not add any sugar, he does not add any sugar. In that case, is it, is it necessary for him to make this samaposa into small balls?
No, because now if they belong, they don't actually. This is made of a mixture of powders and powders. It is a powder form. It does not. They belong to that category and so forth, like kajagas. Kajaga means so the sweet meats or like that. So then, it doesn't belong to the category of odana. So then.
他是那个不敢加上面不敢上他都是属于那个地方的那个哦对那个他就是粉状是吧都是属于然后他说那个地方那个翻译算是米糠哦哦就是专利是吧对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对 亲人不能碰，你可以真真拿嘴直接咬就可以。
哦。
你的问题是？
我想问一下，就是那个三十九条，你过大过小了。
嗯。
那对于过小的这个情况，
嗯，
过小的这个情况，内脏是什么样的？只有
住宿里边的。
只有一个骨头里，其他地方，
嗯，
就还是不是提到过小？只有一个骨头，只有一个骨头提到过小。
嗯。So he's that. So he's asking that in the previous 39. Second 39. Vinaya is only mentioned about there's an offense if the mouthful is too big. But only the concurrent unit tells that if there's also offense if there's the mouthful is too small like that. So he's asking that is there any other. Reference other than
Kangavitri. If it is small,
it's
called, no, it is offensive if it is small, but it just try to show what is somehow the appropriate size.
Okay.
Appropriate size and so forth. It doesn't show any offense.
他没说过小有罪，他没说过小有罪，
他只说中间无罪。
啊，
我那个意思，
他也没说中间无罪。
But there is, excuse me, there is another rule also. Who said kapala vachedaka? There is another rule who would come later, who would study that.
Okay.
Kapala vachedaka means you take a mouthful
and they talk,
and you just bite like that. Bite like that and so on. Take part by part.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. That is a different rule, but you might make it the size correct. You might say the size correct, but if you bite a little bit like that, which is rice and vegetables like that, rice and so on, you bite a little bit. And again, you take part by part. That is a different rule which again is look at it
because就是咬断碳食，然后这个也是犯恶作一样，然后so he's still asking the same question in this interaction. So he's telling that
还有一句话是病者过小无罪，
那完全是自己家的，上面没有。
嗨，
对，然后他那个
，it's middle size.
Yes, middle size. So he's asking that. Does it mean that only for this middle size is no offense, something like that?
No, it is. You can take smaller one. It's not a problem. That's called. It says somehow how it is a general rule.
Okay.
What means not
big? What is big? What is small?
Middle size. Okay. You can take smaller.
Okay.
But don't take big.
Okay. 然后他说是这样的，他说那个，他 这句话呀，其实他翻译有点问题，就是说什么那个，他说在那些中间，然后他说是那个，这句话，你最后一句话，如果你这样看，就是他说是那个，孔雀蛋为过大，鸡蛋为太小，对不对？
嗯。
然后后面是那个在哪些之中间的量，就这句话，你不觉得他没有主语吗？就是说他把那个主语直接当成不过大，然后翻译成那个在哪些中间的量。这句话其实应该这样翻译，这句话应该翻译成孔雀蛋为过大，鸡蛋为太小，二者之间量为中间的量，二者之间量为中间的量。但是他并没有说就是说那个只有中间量是无罪的。实际上是他的意思告诉你，不是过大，然后就是说那个什么是过大，什么是中间，什么是过小，但是只有过大是有罪的。
哦，然后后面括号里面
明白过小无罪的
意思，又是个误导了。
那就是个误导。
实际上是他这个翻译的这个尊者，他是理解错了，因为他理解成过小有罪，他所以才加了括号。
但我不知道他这地方出处什么，可能是看了别的什么书，但我不知道他，因为他没指明出处，因为说他如果说出处直接说有，直接说那个普丹言，那里说
他没写，
他也没写，所以说我也不知道他什么书。对，而且因为律相里边本来就没说这个就过小是有罪的，只是过大有罪。
我以前一直以为过小有罪。
他写的嘛，我像不做过大的犯贪，如果他过小的犯贪的话，他有罪，他更好过小也写有罪啊。
对，
只写了个过大。
对，他只写了过大，而一步多没有必要，就是说在律相之外自己另外一个规矩。大家有其他问题吗？
想问一下，就是说，比如说那个就是周古那个周，然后那个，然后或者是早餐的时候有。
中午应该没有粥，这是早餐的时候才有粥。
我说早餐的时候是那个情况。就是早餐，比如说脱了米饭，然后它不是有椰浆嘛，然后那个椰浆到里边，那个椰浆里边把米饭泡里头，那种情况下，那我们那个里边米饭，我们还是要做饭团，因为从椰浆里边高山米饭，很不容易做。那个早上那个中午那个粥的米饭，也是米，但是它也很难做。
So he's asking that if his rice is already soaked.With coconut juice, for example, it already becomes half liquid, something like that. Then is it still necessary for him to make this rice into muscles?
So if his hand is,
if his rice is soaked with coconut juice, for example, coconut juice, so the whole rice becomes semi-liquid.In that case, is it still necessary for him to make this rest into muscles?
How to eat them? How to eat them?
You one thing is you can use a spoon. Another thing is that you can just take a little bit and put it in the mouth. I often do that. And another way is you can just take the bone.
It becomes like soup then.
Yes.
You make it as soup.
A porridge, something like that.
Like porridge.
Yes.
So then you can take you should not take a big mouthful according to this rule. You should not take a big mouthful. Okay. So then you don't take so much so that only mainly pieces of rice starting falling from your mouth.
他说你不要那个取得过多，就是说那个就你不管你怎么吃，就是吃不要那个不要一次取得过多，然后那个倒那个米从嘴边掉。
You don't spoil your rope also, because you take like that, sometimes the whole rope gets spoiled because so many pieces of water like that or coconut liquid falls in your rope, like a small child. You have to be more restrained. If you take it in a restrained manner.
他说，然后这个过程中也不要把自己的那个就加热给弄脏，因为你这个你这样吃米饭嘛，这个米饭带着液体，对吧？带着液体，然后那个就你和液体可能一起掉出来，然后掉出来的话就可能跟小孩子一样，所以说那个在吃这个东西过程中也要注意自我克制。
Don't make you 输入上，
对，也不要发生那个输入声音。 大家有问，大家有问题吗？
Finish, no question.
Yes.
I will show you after tomorrow. Okay, next rule.
Sorry, I don't know. 20, 即故作缘起十六旬，必通未将送进口边而张口，乃至我当不与饭足未进口边时即张口，应当学。不应与饭球未送进口边时即张口，不恭敬故；饭球未送进口边即张口者恶作。非故意者、无念者，乃至最初吃饭者不犯也。在第十五，在未迟到，在未迟来，即未到达口之意。
Okay, now here it says that before you bring, for example, your mouthful, before you bring your mouthful in your hand, you have your mouthful in your hand, no? Before you bring it close to the mouth, you already open. Then you bring it like that, okay? You open the mouth. This is which is looks ugly. So then the advice is here and so forth, you have to, if you bring it close by,
how close?
Then, I call it, I can't say in centimeters, but you are ready to put it inside, no?
Okay.
You open your mouth and put it in. When it is already close to your mouth, then you go open your mouth and put it.
Okay.
Not when it is, we have already your hand inside the bowl, or outside the bowl.
Okay.
Far away.
Okay. 然后他说这个，这是这样一个意思，就是说你比方说你在那个吃饭的时候，你不是那个从玻璃里拿食物，然后往嘴里放，然后这样一个意思，就是说那个手里边食物还没靠近那个嘴的时候，比方说手还在玻璃，或者是手刚拿出锅外，这么远的距离，然后那嘴已经张开，这样不翻翻一圈，然后就翻这条线。所以说你应该就是只知道这个时候已经靠近你的嘴的时候再张开嘴，然后那个就不会像那样。大家有问题吗？他是乃至，我看一下啊 ，OK。
巴利原文也是乃至。
So he is asking about the anapati for this rule. So what is the anapati for this rule?
Same like before.
Should not be same as before.
Because there is like dot dot dot. They have dot dots. That means it's just a repetition from the previous one.
So if that is the case, for example, this is an apple. If I am still picking an apple here, I can open the mouth.
Yes. That's a question.
So then, so it applies mostly on the rice, no? Rice and, because it's the main meal.
Okay.
It does not specify anything, no.
Okay.
Before it reaches, it says, Samadha Pasadika also tells, before it reaches the Mukhatwara. Now Mukhatwara, it is the opening of the mouth, the front door of the mouth. Before it reaches, one should not open the mouth. So, it does not say anything about the Anapati section.
OK， 他说这个地方就是那个第一人，因为在那个在他这个律藏里边规则就是他一般那个他说是省略号就表示和前面一样， 这虽然他如果真这两省的话，应该也会下面。然后就是说，那在注释里边也没有提到，就是无字里边完全没有讲。所以说这个问题可能就是主要还值得你看。待会下面请。
张口是一定是以吃的东西，然后张口才犯饭。其他东西张口不犯，比如说对其他东西张口犯不犯？比如说他看到一件令他惊讶的事儿，比如说他在笑，或者是在怎么样？
So he's asking that the fear open the mouth means the open the mouth based with the intention of eating. So there are the other cases where, for example, this monk, he opened the mouth because he wants to laugh. In that case, this monk will not fall for the offense. Is that true?
Yes, it does not apply, you see, because this is the time of eating, no?
Yes, yes.
One wants to anahati kabbali. It's about Kabbalah. Kabbalah is a mouthful.
Okay.
It's not because you want to laugh.
Mm-hmm. 他这个地方张口是为了饭球，他是为了这个饭球而张口。
为了饭球而张口。
对。大家想听？
So now, that is another rule, for example, now, this, what I explained, Patasanya. That's called, if you, for example, starting, looking to others and laughing, so what, that is what, another rule interferes. That's called.
那他是这样，他说那个，那个如果是因为笑张口，不会犯这条戒。但前面一条戒就是说你吃饭的时候应该以波响而食用，对吧？吃饭时候应该专注于那个波。那你就是说你吃饭，如果说你那个就是你东张西望，然后看到别什么可笑的事儿，可是大笑的话，那你不会犯这条戒，但是犯那条戒。就是你没有以波响而食用那个食物。对，就是说，那这对，就是说，这是专注于吃那个吃的这个食物。不一定眼睛看到，因为你之前不是也问过一个问题，就比方说这咀嚼时候不是可以闭着眼？对，所以说也不一定看着不，但是它不是让多人希望的。
But this is a bad habit.、That happens over, even if you do with fruits or like that, it looks even ugly. It also looks ugly.
他说现在这个地方那个说的只是米，但是如果是那个其他食物，比方水果这样的东西，如果你也是那个还没吃到就张开嘴的话，这看起来很丑，其实也是个很坏的习惯，最好不要这样。
对，我还想问一个问题，我不知道后面有没有这个，觉得正在吃的时候，在嚼的时候可能会张嘴。会嘴唇会打开，
嘴唇会打开吗？
会打开。然后那个，比如说这一口还没咽下去，然后再咽下去一半，然后把另一个放在里边。这个时候因为一直在咀嚼的时候，嘴是开放状态，那这个时候放是不是也是干的
？OK 。So he's asking that while he's still chewing one mouthful, he put another from among he's trying to take another mouthful.Well, the previous mouthful is still being chewed, like that. So while chewing the first mouthful, his mouth may be open, like that. In that case, if he should try to pick a second mouthful, will he find an offense or not?
This is opening the mouth means you open it like that, no?
Okay.
So then, it's not because you open it slightly. And try to put some little more in your mouth. So if your hand has reached already this distance, it is then actually it is appropriate to open your mouth because you mainly can close it now, and people don't look.
Okay.
So the distance of your hand is there, then it looks. One, if you can do it once and so twice and so, then it looks ugly.
然后他说这样，他指的就是你的那个他大张开嘴，就饭还没到，他大张开嘴，然后这种情况下犯，如果只是因为咀嚼，那嘴稍微张开一点，这不犯。
Try to put the distance of your hand up to here, and then open your mouth. Okay.
他说你要张嘴的时候，那个手至少达到这个位置，然后再张开嘴。That's right.
One span. He measures.
One span. Okay. One span. 带一下。
Okay. Next rule.
耳时以不读圆其实右紧比丘时时将手全部塞入口中乃至等于时时将当不将手全部塞入口中应当学时时不得将手全部塞入口中不哭应物时时将手全部塞入口中者不就有非故意者乃至自出之犯行者不犯了
然后你念一步读。就一句话，那个第111页。
在第16，一切时，整个全整时。
真是。
Okay, now here, the term sabbanhatta, the whole hand, it is actually in a figurative meaning.
What meaning?
Figurative meaning, because anatomically, you can't put your whole hand into your mouth.
Okay.
It is a figurative meaning.
Okay.
It's a way of expression to indicate even a finger. A finger implies also here. You can't put your finger into the mouth. Okay.
然后他说呢，这个他说这个地方全整手呢，就是说或者说这全手呢是一个比较夸张的比喻形式吧。因为实际上你不可能把整个手都放在嘴里。然后这个地方意思就是难道就是你哪怕一个手指头你也不能把它放在嘴里。
So it implies also, especially these front fingers. If, for example, take your mouthful like that, and you put these fingers inside the mouth.
So this four fingers, you mean?
That's four, especially the front fingers.
Oh,
this is what mostly happens.
Okay.
So how some people eat, no? They take that, they put this four fingers inside the mouth. Okay. This is what it means here. But even single finger, it is dukkha offense. You should not put the fingers inside the mouth while eating.
然后他说那他说那个他是这样些指这种情况，就是大部分情况就是指就是比方说你在那个吃的时候，把这几个手指前端，就这样放在嘴里，把这一般来说这样一放在嘴里就放好几个指头前端，不是一个指头。但即使他说你在吃饭的时候，哪怕即使把一个指头这样放在嘴里，这也是犯。
用餐时，我不把手放进口中。吃好了。有东西我拿出来，手伸进去。这不犯，因为饮食不算用餐时。
So he's asking that after meal, he tried to pick something from his teeth. After the meal, he tried to pick something from his teeth. In that case, there is no offense.
Because intention is not to eat, no, it is bunjaman.There is punjamana means
eating.
While eating. It means you want to eat about eating. But if you want to remove something from your mouth, no problem.
他说那已经不算在吃的时候，他这就专门只是在吃的时候。你那已经不算在吃的时候。
我听刚才另一位说，你拿东西出来，在吃饭的时候拿东西出来也不犯。
对啊，对，他说你拿东西出来，这就已经不是在吃的时候了。
You don't want to put something inside your mouth to eat. You want to pull something out of your mouth.
I'm going to ask you, 如果有些时候真的是，我是感觉有些人手会放到嘴里，不然他面条还放进去呢。
So he's asking that eating noodles. Also because the noodles are very sticky, very smooth. So because of that, sometimes if you feel it is a must to put some fingers into the mouth in order to eat the noodles.
Look at that. You have to make them small and so what to try to put them in the mouth this way.
Oh.
You use usually the, your hand like that, you don't put like that.
What
he is doing, he put this noodles at the tip of his finger. Then he pushed this noodles with the index finger, and then do like thumb, not index finger, thumb.
Ah, with the index finger inside.
Yes.
Oh, but he doesn't put his finger inside.
No, just.
粥
这个东西你一般情况下直接喝的对吧？
不是，粥那个粥它没
粥软软
软的，喝不进去
稀
的，你喝不进去，然后你抓也有点。
这个粥很好，它跟放这么可以煮饭汤。
OK，
看你放那一本里面一装就可以煮饭汤。
没有一本。
So he's talking about how to eat porridge in this case. How to eat porridge, because the porridge also is sometimes if the porridge is thick, thick is difficult to drink. No? So you have to take them and eat. How to eat?
Yeah, you take it like that, and put your mouth. You don't put your fingers inside because if you put like that, the porridge will leak here, no? Will fall like that. You can't put it like that. You have to hold it. If you hold it like that, it's much easier.
还是有横放的方法，横放放上边，把粥放在这个位置上，然后大拇指推，还是横着放。他说，因为其实竖着放对粥来说是，因为你就对吃粥你就那他说那射手唱一句，那肯定是很不方便。他说这样粥的话，就顺顺流下来。
那个这里头就有个问题，就是说那个，比如说那个粥吃的时候，那用嘴，因为粥是视为一个饭汤，不视为饭。因为吃的时候，如果说想把那个所有的粥都吃进去，这个不太可能。那如果不都吃进去，算不算有饭
吗？是算不算？啊，有饭。So he's asking, is this porridge considered kabbalah or not? Because in Sikha 45, if you cut this kabbalah, then there's some offense, no? So if you well, eating this porridge, it's very difficult to eat the whole thing on your hand. In that case, will this mark 42 offense or 42 this is second number 45? It's not Kabbalah.
Kabbalah means Kabbalah Vachetaka?
Yes, yes.
Yes, let me see what Kabbalah Vachetaka means. Kajik Parab Uttaribhan. It's same, no? If you are sick, you can do it. Now, for sick reasons, no. Because usually this porridge, you don't take it with your hand because it's very sleepy. That's called, it is not very practical. So what you do it, you drink it because you usually drink it. But if you are sick, if he tells you the word sick, no.
No. not he is sick, but the porridge is very thick.
Very thick?
Yes, it's thick.
So, if he is thick and so forth, you try to make it at least in such a way so that you can put it in your mouth without the porridge falling all over. the ball all over your ropes.
Okay.
所以
他说，那个咒很厚的话，你那个在手里边应该安排一点，或者做一下饭团一样，然后那个就是吃进去就保证这个咒不会掉你那个夹上。
啊，掉没什么，主要是那个不会是
吧？啊 ，but his question is that other spurge is thick, but still is difficult to make it round ball like that. So he's asking whether this project is Kabbalah or not, because it's still sleepy. It's very difficult to put the whole thing into your mouth.
But it's thick. I don't think if it is thick, I don't think you can make it round. You can control it because I will show you how to do this. It's called.
他说如果这真的咒很多的话，你是可以把做成饭团的，可以把做成一个比较圆的饭团。
中午那粥你知道吗？
嗯，
你觉得那个能
做
的
话
什么？
中午那个粥。
啊，就是他就是鉴于那个不能喝做饭团做不了，他就是这个东西。
啊，他不是他你他那个他那个中午第五据我所知，人家中午应该是汤，早晨才有粥。
他是说那个软米饭，
软米饭，
不是
粥，
软
米饭。
就是那个在那个第红米饭的下一个，
啊，
不是那个白的，然后但是很软的那个米饭。
啊，那个是张老的意思，说他也可以做成饭团。他说他明天会教你，你明天可以带点软米饭，然后呢是张老教的。
只有中午，
中午才
中午。
那你啊，
中午
啊，对对对。
因为那个有些人说，要是盛一勺椰浆的话，那个就更。
盛一勺椰浆的可能就可以吸收了。
对
对。撑一上一下，你直接喝就
直接喝
就行，就直接喝就行了。
啊，
对。所以大家相信。
I will show you how to make. Don't worry.
嗯，不要紧，他告诉你怎么做。
So then, okay, next rule.
下面是。
尔时几孤独园，其实六群比丘。口含饭团而言谈，乃至我当不以口含饭球而言谈，应当学口含饭球时不得言谈，不恭敬故口含饭球而言谈者，突击罗非故意者，乃至最初之犯行者，不犯矣。
第一百一十一。
在第十七有团时，于是凡言语不完全而在那程度有所言说者有罪，凡是说法者将科子等放入口中而说，凡其言语不会不完全在那样的程度有所言说者是适合的。
Okay, now this is a rule how one should, if one takes rice again, it's about rice, no? Rice with, or plain rice or with, mixed with vegetables. One should not take like that, take the mouthful here, so, and then take a little bit from here.Take a little bit from here.
No, but this is 45. I think you're telling a different rule. This is 43.
Kabbalah vache dekha,
no? No, 43.
Ah, Bindu Kebaga.
No, Bindu Kebaga is 44.
Sakaba.
Nasakaba lehem, okay. Ah, Bihar is here. Ah, no, I was so sorry. So I jumped. Okay. I should not talk while having a mouthful in the mouth. Okay.So they are about talking. All right, right. Yes, that is one, it's called a rule which many monks break. Single monks. I don't know how it was. About 40 monks. So while eating, having a mouth in your mouth, you should not talk. So with others and so on. So if somebody asks you a question, while they having something in your mouth, you tell them, wait.You chew till you swallow, then you can answer the question.
然后那个这样一个指示，就是说一边吃饭一边说话，就是比方说你这正在咀嚼食物的时候，如果是有人过来问你个问题，你应该先等一下，你把这个食物咀嚼完，然后咽下去之后呢，然后再回答他的问题。
Therefore, now if there is something, you go to tell that monk, so you just first chew, swallow everything, so then you talk.
如果你对那个人这有什么话想要告诉的话，你先先把嘴里放下去，好，然后咽下去之后，然后再跟他说。
It says also in Kakavitarani that therefore even a monk who gives a Dhamma talk, if he puts not only food but for example anything in his mouth, Haritaka means about Haritaka is Arun, and he speaks, so as long as his words are not very clear what he tells, okay?
His words are not very clear.
Yes.
Okay.
Not very clear in sense.
There's offense.
Is it dukkha offense?
There's dukkha offense. But if his word is clear,
there is no offense, okay. Because the amount the arulog may be, the piece of arulog may be small.
Okay. 他说，然后，比方说那个，如果一个读书人说法，然后他说法是把一个盒子果，放自己嘴里，或者其他东西，不一定盒子果，放其他东西，放其他东西，然后把嘴里含热东西，然后就同时在说法。然后这个时候看说法那个声音那个是不是还是像以前一样清楚？如果说法声音还是清楚的话，就不犯。如果说那个如果是因为这个，然后说法声音变得不清楚了，然后就犯恶作。
Therefore, if you also have some toffee in your mouth, chewing, and then somebody asks a question, and you talk, and the other can't understand very clearly, so that means look at it for you.
然后，比方说你在跟别人说话的时候，然后这边有含一块太平糖，含一块太平糖，然后因为这块太平糖，你在回答别人问的话的时候，你说话不清楚，然后这样的话，你也要反过来。
If you put some hakuru piece in your mouth.
What is hakuru?
Hakuru means jaggery.
Okay, okay.
Jaggery.
Yes, in the word.
Jaggery in your mouth and so what? And you should not talk. So then, because if you have a lot of saliva in your mouth.
然后他说你那个，然后你在还是先吃那个糖块的时候，然后你那个也不应该说，因为那个时候你含糖块，就是大量唾液。
So now in Sri Lanka it's very common for people in old monks to chew this bullet, this araconet.
Araconet.
No, they put something with leaves or some other ingredients, and they chew, and while they're chewing they're talking. So the dukkha offense. Because sometimes you can't understand what they're telling. Dup. While they eat, they all go. Yum. Can't understand. Dukkha.
Reko, it's called Reko. I know this kind of nuts, but I forgot the Chinese for that. I have to check the dictionary. Reko is called
Foreigners, it is only for Sri Lankans.
Even this kind of jaggery, without eating any other thing, just put some jaggery in your mouth. That is, we don't do that. Because it's bad for your teeth.
No, if you are sick by putting your mouth, let me see. Okay, just.
Okay, just.
Okay, yeah, just not very important. I just give an example. It is not. We don't need to.
Okay.
Anything you put in your mouth and so forth is called kankavidetels. It's called if you have a lot of saliva and so forth, then you can't talk properly. You just follow and after you talk. So this is the opinion of the commentaries, but now according to this Vinaya explanation in the non-offense section, for example, any other items except rice and vegetables, it seems is no offense.
你只要不是那种米饭都是犯罪，都是不犯，因为它前面那个十面块，尤其前面那个就是第三十条就是一样。所以说，那个如果只是按绿藏烧法的话，如果含的不是犯罪，跟含的其他东西都是不犯。But
it is better to avoid because if you eat a banana, and somebody asks you what to answer, you eat like that, he can't hear. You better swallow it and then you can reply, then he can clearly hear what you are going to tell him.
然后说那个，他说那，但是即便如此，就是你把这边这边吃一个香蕉水，如果说你嘴边还有嘴香蕉，然后一边跟人说话，其实你这样说话，别人肯定听清楚。
Questions？
大家有什么问题？刚才我想问一下，那个疑惑度脱的，那个第一句话，凡言语不完全而在那程度有所言说者有罪。
他写言语不会不完全，翻译 OK， 翻译过去，对你说什么？然后他这个意思，他是不是想表达那个，如果你嘴里有饭团？
然后说话会说不清楚，然后是有罪的。如果你嘴里有饭团，但是那个说话能说清楚是无罪的，是这个意思。OK，
so concavity， 嗯，是 43，43。下个吧。嗯，下个。It tells， 那天亚特克伊那瓦查那，阿普里普那霍蒂，塔特克萨蒂，那是阿帕蒂。 So that means if this vachana is paripurna, there is no offense. Is that true? This is his question.
Yes, but I guess it's not offense. If it's aparipurna is offense.
Oh.
Aparipurna is not complete.
Oh, not complete.
Words are not complete.
Yes.
Cannot be heard properly because you have saliva in your mouth, because like that. So in that case it is offense, but if it is clear, that means you have a very small amount something in your mouth, something is left. So which you can, if you put a little bit aside and so forth, you can express yourself clearly. It's no offense.
是这样。
就是这个僧团的这个坐卧处，假如是这个建筑物是僧团的建筑物，但是它是有一部分是那个供坐卧的，另外一部分是不供坐卧的。比如说这个我们这托钵堂，托钵堂的一层托钵的地方是给大家托钵用的，既不是坐也不是卧，也没有床也没有椅子，像那个地方算不算坐卧处？
So he's asking that About this Sena. Sena.
Here?
Yes. Pindapada sala. Here.
Can be considered because, like you see, these are all sanghikas, no? Sanghika things. Logic, any logic. Logic means any building, which is sanghika. Okay? That's called. It can be regarded as senasana. All are senasanas. Even the sima can be on senasana.
The whole sima, you mean?
Yes. It has a broad meaning. Now, senasana can be a narrow meaning, can be a broad meaning. For every building. Every building. You don't need to have a bed and chair inside. Just to use it as a building.
Okay.
Any sanghika things. But it has also a narrow meaning. Narrow meaning means actually the narrow meaning, literal meaning. Literal meaning is where it is a bed and chair inside. Okay, that means. But it has also broad meaning. It depends which context you take.
他说广义咒是三藏一切念住，然后你说透波堂肯定也算，然后狭义咒是必须里边有长分儿，然后但是他说看你是上下文是什么，要取决那到底。Usually,
if the single is the right address of Naoyan, the address.
Ah, yes,
Naoyan, Aranya, Senasana. But this Senasana means. But here there is not only Senasana, there are so many other buildings.
Yes.
So therefore, they use it in the broad sense. It covers every building.
Okay.
So, but in other context, it has a narrow meaning.
So
he's asking that about the rule that you cannot do this, but step on the sinasana with dirty feet. In that case, this sinasana brought me.
Yeah, brought me. What is sanghika?
That is
the sima, for example. Sima is not sinasana. Sinasana in the sense that they are not supposed for monks to sleep inside. Because they don't especially, they don't use a sikuti. Or maybe, what's it called? What other buildings? I don't know. Or meditation hall, I don't know. Usually, it is not for that. Although some monks sleep inside. But it is not, there is not a bed, like that, a chair, so what, like you have in Yukuti. So, but it is also, you have to wash your feet in order to learn, because it's sankhika.
然后他说比如说那个戒坛，然后戒坛他说那个戒坛这种一般来说不适用来那个，但是当做卧处，他里边没有床也没有椅，然后但是我们那家寺里是有椅子，那是说二楼寺里是有椅子，然后他说那个，然后那个，比方说他们禅堂也是一样，禅堂里边虽然有些人在里边睡觉，但是里边也是没有床的椅子，所以从狭义角度讲，他不属于做卧处。
但是这个是说戒坛，这个是禅堂都属于广义做出，你不能拿个脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏脏
Okay.
You are not going to spoil it, to dirty it. So then you don't need to wash your feet in that case.
然后他说的，他说这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这 就是像那个戒堂，它图书馆是有很多椅子，也是供你坐的。然后我想问的是，假如说这栋建筑物，比如说有三分之一的，也有很多很多房间，然后其中有一部分房间是有椅子有床的。
不是，你就说图书馆二层行。
对，图书馆二层，
对，二层
是不是整栋都在狭义来讲，整栋是不是都成了那个组合住了？还是说只是那个房间是组合住，其他地方不是组合住？
So he's like in the first floor of this library. The first floor of the library. So in some rooms,
What other buildings? I don't know. You take meditation hall, meeting monastery. There are no beds. They are not supposed to be used. Although maybe some monks they sleep inside. I don't know. But then it's not supposed to be for sleeping place. It's not a sleeping place. In library, you take the library alone. It's not for sleeping place. So although some monks they sleep inside. But the main purpose is not that. But we regard this anasa. Is it in the broad sense? In the broad sense, now in Aranya Sanasana. Sanasana means it includes all the buildings.
Okay. 所以他们这两个地方都是不属于狭义坐卧处，只属于广义坐卧处。
刚才长老我记得说，坐卧处是指有床和椅子拿来坐或者卧的，坐或者卧还是坐，就是坐不算是吧？只是卧才算坐卧处是吗？刚才是这意思。
我再跟他确认一下，
弄糊涂了。
So he's asking the exact definition of this asana in the
narrow meaning. Ramini, I explained, asana means bed, and asana means a seat. What is a bed and seat? That is the meaning.
Okay, in the pharmacy you have a bed, you have a seat.
That's why I'm telling you,
if
you explain him, literal meaning, narrow meaning is literal meaning.
I explained him already.
Okay. So literal meaning, but usually has a broad meaning.
Yes.
The same way vihara.
Yes.
Vihara. Actually, vihara means a dwelling. But as called, it has a broad meaning. As called, for example, mahavihara. It includes all the ground, even the ground of the monastery also. Not only the buildings, the ground of the monastery. Therefore, vihara upachara, for example, vihara upachara, the upachara of the vihara. It has no buildings. It is only the ground. But is regarded a part of the vihara. So therefore now, we have vihara is a narrow meaning, but it's a broad meaning also. In the same way, sanasana, narrow meaning, but it's a broad meaning also. Therefore, we have to take account of the context. Now, in this way, now, these sanghika buildings, whether it is, for example, a storeroom. Storeroom. Who is living there? It's an asana. Without beds, without nothing. Storeroom is an asana. Don't mean in Avayana, because it's everything mixed in Avayana. But in other monasteries, it's not mixed. It is plain storeroom. It is an asana. You can't enter inside and dirty it. You don't dirty it. You don't try to wash your feet. If your feet are dirty, you have to wash your feet and enter. So then, not to spoil it. That's apply. This rule applies in every building. This is the broad meaning.
Okay.
This is what I mean.
Just to check. The narrow meaning is it must have a chair and a bed, or it has a chair or a bed, and or.
Yes, and or both together never more. That is a literal meaning. Sometimes they don't have chair and bed. Some scooters they have no chair, no bed.
Okay.
They have just a plain mattress, finish. You have to sleep on the floor. But still is regarded as sannyasa.
Narrow meaning. 就是那个广义坐卧处不能踩，我已经完全清楚了。
对对对，
我问了。
对对对，
我就是说，
我其实我也想这么问、
啊，
我根本没切过广义。
对对
对。
然后呢，我就待会儿可以跟长讲清楚，我那个踩脏脚的事儿我已经完全搞清楚了，我问了。那张总刚才说是，床椅，或者床加椅，
对，
都算。
对。
那图书馆二楼就算，就是图书馆就算，我就是图书馆，
啊、
我只问图书馆，
啊、
图书馆就是坐卧处。
啊。
是吧？张总刚才解释说。就是椅算了。
So he's asking that if you take the literal meaning of the sannyasana, then in the library you have chairs and you have sofa. So in that case, the library is also sannyasana, even in narrow meaning, he said.
But there are some kutis there, no bed and chair in Seoul. Okay? Some monks even don't want to have any bed and chair. They sleep on the floor.
Yes.
That means that it's not sannyasana.
Yes, narrowing. So that is why he is now asking what is the exact definition of this thing?
I told the literal meaning is sanna means a sleeping place and also a bed and a chair. That is a literal meaning.
Yes.
Okay?
Sleeping place.
A sleeping place.
Sleeping place.
Okay. Slab can be all two meanings. Sanna can be bed, can be to sleep, a place to sleep.
Okay.
And asana means any place to sit.
Okay.
Or sitting place.
Okay.
So this is literal meaning.
Okay.
But it is a broad meaning. It can be a residence. Now, for example, sanasana, formerly in this Vandana book, I translated this forest residence. Forest residence.
Yes.
It's a residence. But residence is not only the buildings, it includes all the grounds.
Yes.
Okay, therefore I'm telling you these two meanings, explaining, otherwise you lose time now.
No, he's not asking about the broad meaning. He understands the broad meaning. That's what he said. He understands the broad meaning. He's only asking about the narrow meaning of sannyasa.
This is the main meaning. I explained that.
Yes.
This is the two words, no?
Yes.
Sannyasana. I explained four times.
Yes.
So then, what is the problem? Sannyasa means bed.
Yes.
Bed. Or can be sleeping.
Yes. Sleeping place.
Oh, can be sleeping.
Sleeping place. Or can be to lie down. Say it in to lie down.
Lie down.
Okay, lie down place. This is all these meanings are there. Sena. And asana means to sit.
Any seat.
Any chair, any whatever now, but this is literally. Okay? But it is now broad meaning. Broad meaning, it can cover any building. Because now we have Chulavagapali, Sannyasana Kandaka, the chapter of Sannyasana. It can include toilets, it can include the posata hall. Now, posata hall those days, are not supposed to monks to sleep inside. Okay. So posata hall. It can include so many buildings, even a storeroom. So then, if you read this Sannyasana Kandaka in Chulavagapali, the chapter of Sannyasana, you can see so many buildings are there. So therefore, in that case, now there's a very broad one. In toilets, Sannyasana.
地方会用到狭义的作用处，就比如说在哪条界里面，就举一个例子。
所以在 so he's asking that in the context of which rule that we had to use the narrow meaning of this sannyasa, and which rule we had to use the narrow meaning.
Whether you use a narrow meaning or broad meaning, the spirit of the rule is not to make any sanghika building dirty.
Okay?
Don't make it dirty. Because that belongs to the sangha, it is for common use. Even the toilet, you don't make it dirty. Toilets, any storeroom, you don't go and make it dirty. You don't go with a muddy feet inside in storeroom and so on. And you don't make go in there with dirty feet inside the toilet. You have to clean your feet and go inside the toilet. All these are sannyasas. So the spirit of the rule is one. Don't make dirty kuchi something sanghika. Finish. Whether it is toilet, whether it is this, this is the thing. You don't need to know whether it's somebody is dwelling inside. It is a bed. Therefore I can't wash my feet. But it is no bed, therefore I can enter my feet with my dirty feet. So this is not the spirit behind. The spirit is don't make it dirty. Don't regard about sannyasa. Everything building you enter, it is sannyasa. Even in these toilets downstairs, you can't enter with dirty feet. You come with the mud and step on the tiles and so on. It's dukkha. There are also rules about the, that's called the, outside the sannyasana. For example, pavements outside of sannyasana, which are parikama, it is polished. They put tiles outside sannyasana. You can't step, it's dukkha. That is not sannyasana, it is just a pavement. So that is part of the sannyasana, but you step, you look at it. If there are tiles and so on, you can't step on it.
So
he's asking what if the stairs is wooden?
Yes, it's prepared, no, it's polished, no?
It's polished.
It's polished and so what? And the people they use it, as called, they protect from rain, they protect from dirt and so they sweep. If you say they sweep, they keep it clean, that means don't step with mud inside, all that, okay?
你问，一个是如果脱落了的话，起脚的是怎么办？那这个时候那个脚可能有一只脚可能，即便是干的，因为那个额外的跟那个水泥那个上面走，可能会沾一点东西。你在那个那个是什么？他那个地方不是有边缘吗？就是说那个他那个地方是地不是那个地方水泥地不是下面高吗？那个地方有边缘，那边上一擦不就完？就是那那样的可以记得。对，他昨天问的就是这个问题，他昨天问我，问过类似的问题，就是他问怎么样怎么怎么去擦拭，就是下雨天怎么去擦拭？下雨天天气不就是湿了吗？
然后那个长老说，就是说你在那个门槛那边不是有水泥的水泥一擦就行，你这个问题就是类似。所以也可以。对。那你也可以自费洗脚，不用费。这个挺好，这个问题。然后就是另外一个，我屋里没有洗脚的。然后我通常我都是那个进到跟我那个，您知道我那个。您的屋里不是外边有厕所，您的屋里不是外边有厕所。那个厕所，我就说那个厕所算不算是什么楼？因为我。
脚带着泥进去，然后我拿我那花洒洗脚，我就洗脚的时候就把那个整个地面都洗干净。但是这样可能，但我不知道那样踩着脚算不算？OK。So he's thinking that there is no water tap outside his school. There's a separate toilet. From his school, that means his toilet is outside his school. Inside his school, there's no toilet, and also outside his school, there's no water tap. There's no water tap. So that means if he wants to wash his feet And then after school, he has to go into the toilet, wash his feet, and then go into his school. So he's asking that in that case, because before he entered his toilet, his feet is actually... So he's asking that, before he entered his toilet, his feet is actually dirty. In that case, we point of offense or not?
You can take a leaf, for example, a leaf. Mm-hmm. There are so many dry leaves now put called in the toilet and so forth. You can step on it, take a bucket of water, wash your feet. You want to enter the toilet, you enter the toilet. You want to enter the building, you enter the building. Okay. Otherwise, then the next day you must know they have to prepare a bucket of water outside. Okay. Don't do that like that. Many also other places and so forth, they usually have a bucket of water outside to wash the feet. Because of rainy days and so forth. But if you have forgotten, you can take some leaves which are already washed by the rain, like that. You put them on the floor, on the toilet floor. Step inside and so forth. Take a bucket of water, fill it with water, wash your feet, and then you can enter the toilet, and then you could.
他还没进门呢，只要是铲低的台阶就算了。对，就是圣诞建筑物。啊，那如果说我在那个厕所里放那个脚垫儿，那脚垫儿是不是就有棍儿？对，我把那个脚垫儿放在那儿，然后我蹭那个裤子。不管脚垫儿是只要你脚垫儿拿到那垫上的脚垫儿，那新鞋脚没有遮踩。或者我在那儿放一条裤子，我穿那个裤子上的鞋也可以。啊，
he's asking that how about he put a pair of all his own slippers inside the toilet. He put a pair of his own slippers inside the toilet. In that case, then before he when he enters the toilet, he has to first step on the slippers. Then is there any there
yes, you can do that.
Like, if
you have slippers.
The front door same. But So he's asking that is there no offense or not?
Because this is not visible dirt, no. Even if you, it is about entering. While you're entering, you bring inside dirt from outside, especially with the feet, which is mud, okay, which is more visible, and you can see the steps and so forth. So therefore now, in that case, we have to prevent this, bringing a lot of dirt inside from outside. But if we wash your body and so forth, then this kind of very liquid dirt, we can very quickly go inside. It will go. This is doesn't interfere with anything.
No, but
there
was this question that even if he washes feet,
So then, I want to tell you now.
What?
So then now, if it is possible, now from tomorrow, you start learning the Sakyas by heart, no?
Pali.
You have to learn Pali, no? For example, Sakya number rule 1. I have to learn in Pali, okay? It's called, because these Sakyas are very short. Very short. And there are many repetitions. Now, Sikha Karaniya, this all comes like, you see? This is repetition. Only small, two, three words maybe you have to learn. Okay? Or four words. So then every day you have to learn slowly and see. Try, no?
当然大家从明天开始试并用用外语背这个中心法内容，然后这中心法内容非常简单，大家可以试背，哪怕只能背几个词，试。
Tomorrow you learn one rule or maybe two rules.
One
rule. Okay.
明天我们试背一条。
And see how it works.
看看表现怎么样。
Sakya number one.
Come on, you do good, you better go to.